Hello, fanboys and fangirls. I'm your sexy on-scene reporter, Candace Hoffman, and I'm here with the tag team of the Paragon, Malik Johnson, and the Crippler, Matt McLean, along with the former World Heavyweight Champion, the Messiah, Rick Righteous. Tonight, the two of you will face off with the WEWA World Champion and his partner, Kodiak, while the Messiah takes on Sam Natas for the Extreme Championship. Let's begin with Malik. What are your thoughts on your first match here, Malik?
Well, Candace, and you are a sexy freak, aren't you, girl? But Candace, to know my thoughts will blow your mind. Oh, you mean about the match? Oh, silly me. Well, I feel Matt and I are going to walk out of the arena tonight with another notch on our belts, and one of them just happens to be the bitch that gave me a chair shot on my ass on the last card. So I feel this will be a very intense matchup, but without a great deal of technical moves involved.
It promises to be a matchup where their opponents are outclassed. Speaking of outclassed, Natas will get a first-hand lesson on what that truly means. Back up, Candace. You're too close. You have no special privileges here. You have to take a number just like every other woman and wait in line. This is not about getting your freak on. This is about wrestling. I know Matt has something to say about the tag team match. Tell him, Matt.
Oh, how right you are, Rick. Now, Candace, let me explain how Malik and I do our thing. See, we've been tag team partners before. We're not new to the scene. We know how each other work. We know the double team moves that work. We also know how to isolate our opponents and make the quick tags. It's all part of basic tag team wrestling. As far as our opponents, they've got a man as big as a bear, but as dumb as a log. And then, our beloved world heavyweight champion, a man that, by the way, I may tap out to my breaking point, Lee Real. Then I stand a chance of hell against the team of the MSS. Then you throw in the former world's heavyweight champion, Rick Righteous, and you've got a deadly combination.
And hell hath brought the devil himself with them. In my hometown of Los Angeles, California, it will be a day of darkness for anyone facing us. And this is the beginning of a period of darkness for the WEWA. The so-called Caesar of Hardcore will bow down before the very man that put him in his position to win the Extreme Championship. Just like the creator that I am, the Messiah, I have created and I shall destroy. Live it, love it, and learn it. I'm not being arrogant, baby. I'm just that damn good.
Indeed. Candace, we don't need to explain how we're going to win. We just want you and the fans to sit back and watch a well-oiled team go to the ring and do the damn thing. We don't claim to be better than Lee Ryle and Kodiak, but we claim to be better than every damn body that has the nuts to step through the ropes and bow to the Mid-South Syndicate. It doesn't matter who they may be or who in the hell they think they are. When you face any combination of the Mid-South Syndicate, then you just sign your freaking death wish.
The Mid-South Syndicate?
Hell yeah, the Mid-South Syndicate. We're fielding every damn alliance in existence today. And now the WEWA has been invaded as well.
The MSS is about the best of the best. And when you're the best of the best, you have the fear of everyone else to feed off of. And that's exactly what we do. We strike fear into the heart of the Federation. Despite what anyone else says, we have never been stopped, nor do we plan on being stopped. And we always get what we want.
Yeah, Candace, and you just got added to my list. Like that slap on the ass. Kodiak, Lee, bitches, you just stepped into a fire that will never be put out. So now you will pay the price.
Now, if I were you boys, and thank God I'm not, I'd consider this a warning from the Mid-South Syndicate.
Well put, Matt. You see, Candace, people here in the WEWA talk a lot. Everyone can talk. Few people can actually back it up. I've made a career out of backing up what I say and do, and I will do whatever the hell I want. I made the WEWA, the Messiah Rick Righteous. It was built and carried on my own righteous shoulders. I do what I want and say without any need for apologies.
There you have it. I'm your sexy on the scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman. And if it's not a rumor, it doesn't belong on my show. Back to you, Promo.
Thank you very much, Candace Hoffman, our roving X-Zone reporter. As the Reels music plays, you can see the pyrotechnics blowing off all around the arena as the patented maple leaves fall from the sky and into our crowd. Bob and Madison have now taken their very familiar places out onto the stage. And look at this. These fans are going absolutely nuts. This ovation from this crowd here in Los Angeles is absolutely amazing. Tonight, Madison is dressed in a pair of tight blue jeans and a cut-off black t-shirt, while Bob is still reeking like Chris Ross's used jockstrap. The multicolored red and white spotlights begin to bounce around the arena and converging on the curtains. Into the light walks Lee Real, dressed in his white hooded warm-up suit, and behind him is his partner, the Man Mountain, we call Kodiak, tapping the eWrestling.org title that's strapped around his partner's waist. Oh, more pyrotechnics blow off, cueing the two to slowly make their way down the aisle. Closely followed by Bob and Madison, it looks like these four members of Team Canada are ready to take on the Mid-South Syndicate. Now at the foot of the ring, Lee Real hops up onto the apron, looks both ways, and then tugging on the top ropes, flips himself into the ring, and down onto one knee, here comes the Man Mountain Kodiak over the top ropes with one big swoop of his legs. Lee Real moves the championship belt from around his waist and, kissing the faceplate, hands it to the referee before retreating to his corner to go over strategy with his partner.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, in a moment we will get to the man who you've all been chanting for, but first we must introduce his dynamic duo of ringside renegades. He is the Sultan of the Shopping Cart, the Duke of the Dumpster, and the Trash Can Superman. He is the Super Sidekick, Homeless Bob. And to his right, she is the brains behind the brutality, the mind behind the magnificence. Pretty much this all sums it up. The lovely and talented Miss Madison! And his partner, he hails from Yellowstone National Park and is over 400 pounds of anger and fury. Ladies and gentlemen, he is a BACW veteran. This is the Bear Man, Kodiak. And now hailing from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, he weighed in tonight at a slim, trim, jacked, stacked 252 pounds of entertainment personified. He is the most electrifying, most death-defying, most mystifying man in WWA, the Canadian Wrestle God himself, and your four-time and current reigning eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, there is only one, Absolutely Real.
Folks, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. This is a match that has bragging rights on the line. And as we see Matt McLean and Malik Johnson, better known as the MSS, the Mid-South Syndicate, meeting our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion and his partner Kodiak, this promises to be one of the most hard-hitting matches that both of these teams could possibly face here in WWA. Who's going to take home the win? There's only one way to find out. Let's greet their opponents. As a hush falls over the crowd, leaving the arena in total darkness. Colored lights explode throughout the arena, and here comes Matt McLean and Malik Johnson on the entranceway like a pair of cats that just ate grandma's canary. The fans immediately start to boo, and as the two rise to their feet, oh my god, this crowd absolutely hates the Mid-South Syndicate. Now down the aisle and entering the ring, two spotlights bathe the two Mid-South Syndicate wrestlers in a pale blue color, and finally converging on them in the center of the ring, let's greet the MSS.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is your pleasure for me to introduce to you a man that is a personification of perfection. He is the master of submission, and he is the uncrowned
World Heavyweight Champion of WWA. He hails from Houston, Texas, and weighed in tonight at 235 pounds. He is former three-time WFWA World Heavyweight Champion, a former WFWA National Champion, a former WFWA World Tag Team Champion, and a former five-time BWA Heavyweight Champion! He was a World Television Champion of the NEWA. He is the unbeaten WWW Heavyweight Champion of the World! Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce to you the Crippler, Matt McClain!
You know, I'm going to tell you what the problem is with Matt McClain. It's that Matt McClain truly thinks that he is the uncrowned e-wrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. He could come out here and he could recite the alphabet soup, as far as I'm concerned, of World Television Tag and National Championships. But the fact remains that Matt McClain still has yet to hold gold here in WWA. And you know what? Personally, it's getting really old, Matt. Really quick.
And finally, from Shreveport, Louisiana, weighing in tonight at 245 pounds, he is dressed all in black and says there is no other so completely stacked. He is one-third of the Mid-South Syndicate. Welcome, if you would, Paragon Malik Johnson!
Well, folks, it looks like Kodiak has agreed to start up this match for his team, and racing across the ring with hate in his eyes, looking to gain a surprise advantage, it's the Crypt, you're McClain. No, McClain just got driven into the mat, courtesy of a big boot by the over 400-pound Kodiak, and my God, did you see McClain go down hard into the canvas, into the ring, and looking to stop the early assault. Here comes Malik Johnson, charging Kodiak, but he misses with a wild clothesline from hell, unable to stop his momentum and going towards ropes. Lee Real catapults Malik Johnson, oh! Over the nylon and down onto the small mats with a back-slapping thud. Lee Real exits the ring, leaving Kodiak to work on Matt McClain, and there goes McClain into the ropes courtesy of a hard Irish whip. Off the nylon and into a killer power slam arches the Crippler's back in pain, and something tells me that the Mid-South Syndicate isn't going to roll over for this team of Lee Real and Kodiak like they figured that they would. Standing Matt up in the corner, Kodiak lips his ham hand and pounds a fist into the bare chest of Matt McClain. Look at the Crippler grimace in pain from the intense sting caused by Kodiak's hand. Kodiak appears to be going for an Irish whip into the opposite corner, but stopping short, he thrusts forward with a short arm clothesline, but he misses a mark as McClain ducks. McClain rotates Kodiak 180 degrees and driving a boot into the midsection. Here comes McClain off the second ropes with a scissor kick to the back of Kodiak's head. Down to the canvas goes the bear man and tagging in Malik Johnson. Matt McClain is not leaving the ring, folks. Instead, he is applying a Texas clover leaf to the bear man. Ah, come on, referee! Into the ring comes Lee Real, and that immediately forces the referee to become distracted, and Lee Real better get back into his corner because Kodiak is now getting his ass handed to him in a handbasket. Lee Real exits with his panties in a twist, and as the man in stripes turns, McClain breaks the clover leaf, leaving Malik Johnson to pick up where he left off, and it's a vertical leg drop by Malik Johnson that further softens up the big man, tearing into a bone-wrenching neck breaker. Malik Johnson can do nothing but smile as his partner tells him that he's got it all under control. Off the canvas and into ropes goes Kodiak, and off the rebound comes Malik Johnson. Ooh, what an awesome old-school twisting perfect belly-to-belly suplex, and Malik Johnson's going for the win. One, two, go! Malik Johnson just couldn't keep Kodiak's shoulders down onto the canvas, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Malik nods his head, and I think Johnson just realized that Kodiak isn't going to let him out of this match without a fight. Both men are now back into the upright position, and Malik is looking for a suplex, but it's Kodiak who powers down, preventing the move. Reversal and arching his back backwards, Kodiak counters with a suplex of his own, and falling into the corner, all Kodiak has to do is lift his hand up for the tag. He's got the tag, and into the ring comes the World Heavyweight Champion. Malik Johnson is now staggering into his corner, looking for a tag of his own, but Real catches him by the hair, and oh my God, devastating running stunner. And did you think you'd ever see that in WWA ring? What speed from absolutely Real. Hard punches continue to wear down Malik Johnson, and pushing Malik into the ropes, Lee Real follows his head of steam with a high knee to the face, and down goes Malik Johnson, and my God, that'll straighten your eyes out for sure. Through the ropes and down off the apron onto the hard concrete floor, and Lee Real is letting Johnson get up to his feet and crawl back into the ring. Johnson has no idea where he is, and oh my God, he's turning in Lee Real's direction. Oh my God, the world champion just drilled him right in the mush with an awesome running drop massive hands around the throat of a battered and bruised Malik Johnson. Ooh, look out, low blow softens up Malik Johnson. He grabs him by the throat again. Up and down onto the logo with a choke slam. And Lee Rio right now looks very concerned and tagging in the world champion. They're wasting too much time. Into the ring comes Matt McClain. Lee Rio and Matt McClain immediately engage in a color tie, but it's McClain who's first to pull up a high thigh to the midsection. Rio bends over from the throb in his stomach and immediately, ooh, deadly inverted DDT by the crippler off the canvas, and it's a dragon suplex. Matt McClain, is that awesome? My God, Matt McClain has everything going his way. McClain winds his finger in the air and dropping down into an elevated crab. You can now see why Matt McClain has been given the name the crippler. Sinking deep into the hole, Lee Reel uses the adjustment to take hold of the ropes, and this forces a referee to warn McClain, breaking the hold. McClain tags in Malik Johnson, and here comes Johnson telling Matt to watch his dragon suplex. Ooh, gee, just dumped Lee Reel on the back of his head, and my God, look at McClain nodding on, giving his partner a sadistic golf clap. Body slam follows, hooking the leg for the cover of the count. Oh my God, here it is. One, two, no, Reel gets his shoulder up in time, folks, and that's right, this one's gonna continue. Dragging the world champion to his feet by his long hair, Malik appears to be getting into position for a second belly to belly. Lifting up, oh no, Lee Reel spins in the air. How the hell did he end up there? Desperation, tombstone pile driver compresses the spine of Malik Johnson and falling into the cover. Into the ring comes Kodiak, zeroing in on his prey. Kodiak unloads the tremendous power out of Malik Johnson, and he's calling for the title wave. Off the canvas and into ropes with an Irish rip, and ooh, my God, did you see Kodiak just force Malik Johnson into the corner, and he just hit that turnbuckle with a sick, sadistic thud. Here comes a 400-pound pissed-off Bearman. Full steam ahead. Title wave connects and stumbling out of the corner. Kodiak misses with the stuff out. Clothesline from hell, and down goes the referee. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the clothesline from hell. It's the snuff out. Oh, McClain with the low blow to the testicles of Kodiak. And into the ring comes Lee Reel, and he's tangling with Matt McClain. And he's gotten into a pro on McClain. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Oh, McClain with the breaking point. McClain's got it on the opposite side of the ring. Oh, my God. Malik just missed with a clothesline on Kodiak. The Bearman Bells in.
Knock out on Malik Johnson.
Lee Reel is frantically tapping. Lee Reel is tapping for a second month in a row. Lee Reel is tapping out to the breaking point. Kodiak has the cover. One, two. Oh, my God. I don't believe it. Kodiak has just pinned Malik Johnson. And into the ring, my God. I don't know what. Wait a minute. Lee Reel was tapping. A second referee is coming to the ring. Oh, good Lord almighty. The bell is ringing. I'm not sure exactly what just happened. But this second referee has a completely different dimension. The first referee is raising Matt McClain's hand. The second referee is raising Kodiak's hand. Oh my God, can you believe so much interference has just occurred in the last 30 seconds of this match? I'll tell you one thing right now. The referees are conferring with ring announcer Michael Stuffer. And look at that. They've already come to a decision. So let's go to the ring to see who won this awesome tag team bout.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall, the team of Kodiak and Absolute Reel.
Oh my God, I don't believe it. Matt McClain is furious and he's locking on the point break on Kodiak. Into the ring comes WWE security and folks. Lee Reel is screaming that his shoulder has seriously been injured. And if that's the case, I'm not sure how he's going to be able to make our August 1st iPay-per-view behind blue eyes. We have to take a break. And as the seconds tear furious and completely unstable Matt McClain out of our ring, it's time to take a break. But when we return, it's going to be our main event. That's going to feature Rick Righteous, the former multi-time eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, taking on the current Triple Extreme Champion, Sam Goddamn Natas.